June 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, not to understand the depths of the commandments is like walking past a beautiful flower bed that you do not stop to appreciate. You may smell the fragrance, see the beauty, but you do not see my hand in the depths of the creation. The commandments are much the same. It is not enough to just know them. You must appreciate the deeper meaning of the laws I have given you. The fourth commandment is to honor thy father and thy mother. This honor must arise from a deep appreciation of the role I have placed your parents in. You, as their child, are charged with respecting their parental authority as a youngster. As your parents age, you are charged with their physical and emotional well-being. To shirk these responsibilities is to profane the fourth commandment. When your parents reach old age, you need to assume the role of their caregiver. Not all parents fit the role of good parents. Nonetheless, I chose them to be your parents, and you need to accept their role as such. When you honor and respect your parents, you honor and respect me." A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?' And he said to them, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.